he wanted to hear, and because she is indeed beautiful. What I shall not tell her is how foolish she looks with tiny gold rings in her left nostril. 3 of them. It looks slavish and common.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? To hear Cleopatra criticizing her sister for her nose rings. And pretty amazing that that same trend is popular today, more than 2,000 years later. Berenice's braided hairstyle sounds like it would be right in fashion today, too. It sounds like these princesses have an elegant lifestyle, with lots of attention paid to jewelry and clothing. Take a look on pages 214 and 215, and you'll see some photos of an Egyptian headdress and some earrings, bracelets, and other accessories that were worn in Cleopatra's time. Okay, let's start at the first new paragraph on page 22 where it says, "Then she glided."
Then she glided out of my chamber and disappeared down the hall. Another banquet with dancers and musicians await her. No doubt Tryphaena is already there. Tonight I am happy to be just 12 years old, too young to be expected at royal parties. My only worry at this moment is the puff adder still sliding along the floors somewhere in the palace. We keep finding its curved track in hallways, courtyards, and in our private chambers. This horrifies me. Whoever set it on my father's bed many days ago is probably happily waiting to hear of the next victim. I have told Arrow to catch the snake, but who can tell a cat what to do? I gathered my fingers in the fur around her neck and looked sternly in her golden eyes as I gave her my order. She blinked. Once, twice. Then she batted my shoulder with her huge paw before turning away to do what she pleases. Arrow is too spoiled to care about a snake. The fragrance of Berenice's perfume lingers pleasantly as I ready myself for bed. My hourglass has run out. Oh, Isis, please let me sleep safely tonight.